Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. It's January 31st, 2014, and we got some pretty good news for you today. I'm Adam Paulus. The big news, Nintendo is offering Zelda Four Swords Adventures for free this weekend if you have a 3DS or 2DS. The free download ends February 2nd, so grab it now. I grabbed it last night. Play a little bit, pretty good. Save points aren't so liberal, so I'm going to have to play over part of it again. But it was fun. A site called Evil as a Hobby posted a report on Kickstarter-funded video games from 2009 to 2012. Their findings show that 1 in 3 have delivered the game to supporters as of January. Partial deliveries, such as a minigame as a stopgap release for a phone, for example, would up the total to about 1 in 2. Interesting reading. Take a look, lots of charts. The PlayStation Vita will be getting a slim redesign and will be out in England in about a week. The Nintendo Wii U will now have Nintendo DS games added to its virtual console library, which is a perfect fit with the tablet controller. It's not a bad idea. Mario Kart 8 will be out in the Wii U in May in Japan. And downloads. This week you can download PlayStation 4's Tomb Raider Definitive Edition. PlayStation 3 has Dragon Ball Z, Battle of Z, and PS1 games The Fireman 2, Pete and Danny, unless that was a typo because I've never heard of that game, and Cyber Sled, which I've heard of. PlayStation 2 has Mark Davis Pro Bass Challenge. That sounds like fun. PlayStation Vita has Dragon Ball Z Battle of Z, Curve Studios Bundle, and a Star Drone plus Break Quest Extra Evolution Bundle. Xbox 360 has Halo Spartan Assault and Recoil Liberator. The Nintendo Wii U has The Legend of Zelda Link to the Past, and Wii Fit U, full download of that game. The 3DS has Castle Clout 3D, Arc Style Solitaire, Touch Battle Tank 3D 2, and the original NES game Mario Brothers, which is a port of the arcade game Mario Brothers, which is not Super Mario Brothers. It's like Joust, but not. Pretty good. I've been playing a lot of arcade games lately, specifically Arkanoid. Good fun if you can find a cabinet to have around. Just saying. It's good times. What do we got? Oh, ad time. On sale, Entertainment Earth. It's time for more free shipping. We can give you free shipping on in-stock orders of $75 or more and select pre-orders. So go to our site right now, see what we got, because we added a bunch of new stuff and we don't want you to pay for shipping for it. So pick up statues, action figures, t-shirts. I don't think we have any waffle irons, but that would be funny if we did. We get lots of stuff. Housewares, glasses, Doctor Who stuff, Star Wars stuff, Star Trek stuff, Super Mario stuff, Street Fighter stuff, Minecraft stuff, Halo stuff. We are very busy looking for new video game stuff all the time. Heck, we're going to Toy Fair in a couple of weeks, and that's one of the things I'm looking for. So, with any luck, we will have even more new exciting pre-orders for you soon. And right now, we have pre-orders like Team Fortress 2, Series 3, Red Engineer, and Red Spy action figures, the Street Fighter quarter-scale Balrog statue, and NECA's Predator Classic 8-Bit Jungle Hunter Predator action figure. It's based on one of the cinematic screens from Activision's NES game. Very cool. And that's all I got. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Check us out on Twitter and Facebook, and stay tuned for our Toy of the Week episode, or if you didn't listen to it already, our toy and movie episode. I can't think of words today. I'm sorry. Anyway, see you next time. This is Adam Paulus signing off for the Entertainment Earth Podcast.